This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Kelly Anissa. From adventure activities to community service, Rally KL runs expeditions in various locations around the world with the purpose of promoting youth development by participating in adventure, community and environmental projects. Joining me on the show today to tell us more are Carrot Ho, who is the president of Rally KL, and Lu Shen Kuang, who is the expedition officer of Rally KL, to tell us more about this. Welcome to the show, Carrot and Shen.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Carrot.
So just a bit of a backgrounder on Rally. Is it a Malaysian organization?
Okay, so Rally International actually started by Prince Charles and Colonel John Blatchford as a scientific exploration back to the 80s. Mm. So they sailed around the world to countries. And after that, about 1984, they started the World Operation Rally, where we sent our first venturer, which is like 30 years ago. And then in 1987, with the help of Tengku Adlint, eco-warrior of Sabah, we initiated the conservations of Danong Valley and Malaya Basin, and we brought Rally actually to Malaysia that time. So,
So how long have the two of you been with Rally?
Me, I've been here since 2010. And that's when my expedition was.
Okay.
I think Carol also about the same time as well.
True, correct.
And so according to this one article I found online, Rally first came to Malaysian Borneo in 1987 and it partnered with the conservation area authorities on environmental and scientific projects. Tell me more about the kind of environmental and biodiversity conservation projects that Rally is currently involved in.
Just in January, we did a project in Malaya Basin. That's where we helped do a lot of clearing the trails as well as cleaning up the area for people to go there and venture into Malaya as well.
And you also have an expedition coming up, is that correct?
Yes.
So do you have this every year?
Currently, we are planning to make it every year. So right now, this will be the first one.
Ah, okay.
Based on the support group, that is the Rally KL and Rally Sabah. So together we are Rally Malaysia, and what we are doing is we're going to do a first expedition away from the Rally International, which is the Rally Borneo that you were talking about just now.
So Rally has an expedition coming up. So just doing some research about this online, I came across so many articles of people detailing their different experiences, from building a network of dams and pipes to being thrown into a secluded area in Sabah with no telephone or internet access for weeks. What goes on during this expedition that you're planning?
Okay, so for this expedition in July and August, we'll have 5 weeks in total, where throughout the 5 weeks, the venturers will be doing either community projects or either environmental-based projects and with adventure tracks. So it can be working with the community to maybe build a water gravity system, or it can be working with a conservation center to uplift the facilities. Mm. And then the venturers will be sent off to an unsupported track for 10 to 15 days, where they'll train their confidence, they'll train their leadership skills, and they'll be able to maybe manage a small group without any in a controlled environment safely from the track. So we'll have one introduction weekend, which will happen from June 14 to 16. So it's a 3 days, 2 night team building camp where we introduce the young people to expeditions.
So for those who would that you are expecting to participate in this, who are they? Are you targeting students? Are you targeting university students? Or can anyone just go?
Usually between the age range of 17 to 24 is the one that we are aiming for. Mm-hmm. So students, university students, that's the best time, especially when they are growing as a person. So I think it's a good time for them to embark on this expedition.
Mm. So was that your age when you first?
Yes, I actually went at the limit. I was at 24 when I went.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. So I was the oldest among all the other participants at that time.
Mm. And so how long will this expedition last?
For this one, it's 5 weeks, the one that we are planning.
Mm,
yep.
5 weeks. So how will expeditions like this promote and support Sabah's existing conservation efforts, for example, and ultimately, environmental awareness among the youth?
Yep. I think I speak from experience because before this, I was volunteering in the Sun Bear in Sandakan site.
Okay.
So at that point of time, it was not open yet. So it was just still very new. So what we did was, as a expedition as a group, we did boardwalks for the guides to take care of the sun bears. So I guess it's promoting the environmental side of things, because of course environmental issues you cannot quantify them. It's an ongoing process. So I think it helps with developing the youth when they go on expedition. They learn that these are the environmental issues that are out there, and then they will bring it back with them.
The core value of expedition is to develop the young people, to empower them. Then how we do that is by running community projects or introduce them to environmental projects. This is how we structured our whole expedition to train the young people so that they can bring the changes back to their life.
And so how do some of the the youngsters cope with being far away from family and home for weeks?
I guess it's something that you... At the moment, it's not a normal thing to be away from your phone and all that, right? But it gives you a different sense of comfort when you're away from all your modern technology and you're in nature. You will feel different. You feel relief sometimes, especially when you are with a group of friends that, they are all like-minded and they will cope. I can tell you that because we all did it. We had to live without our phones for 10 weeks most of the time. Yeah. So,
are there many of those who had been a part of these expeditions before who are now still with Raleigh?
A lot. Actually, there are still a lot of alumni who are still with Raleigh, but they are doing a different thing in their stages of the life. I think some of them are actually lawyers, so they join the Environmental Bar Council.
I see.
And we do have people who work with the government, the man behind the Malayan Saving the Malayan Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got actually a list of a lot of people who actually work in community, human rights, internet rights and stuff. So I just want to say that Raleigh is a platform for the young people to develop themselves. Then after the platform, they found a pathway. We try to empower the young people to do what they want to do in their life. Yeah,
that's true.
And just speaking from experience that the two of you have had with this, why should anyone just, before starting college, instead of taking a break at home, why should they come and go away for 5 weeks at this possibly secluded place and participate in this?
It boils down to being away from your comfort zone. I believe that when you are away from your comfort zone, you will be learning at your best. So this really helps with putting you out of your comfort zone. So instead of having the comfort of home, you get water and electricity. Once you're out there, you have to learn to survive in that sense. But you learn how to get water, you appreciate the water that you're getting from, the electricity that you will get, even though it's not much. So I think it gives you a sense of pride once you are away in this environment and you learn how to, in a way, survive by yourself.
Mm.
Yeah, and then you will learn a lot of things when you come to that point of time.
And why is the participation of young people especially, important when it comes to bringing lasting change to the communities and the environment?
Okay, I think the society now is made up of a lot of young people.
Mm.
Okay, so I think now what we can see in the trend is young people is actually making a lot of changes, whether through politics, through voluntary work. So it's important for them to to empower them so that they will actually do more to the country. To love your land, to love your jungle, to love the people and the human. And they will be the one who lead the country in the future. So it's very important to engage the young people.
So where can we look for more information regarding this expedition?
Raleigh International Kuala Lumpur Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
Yes, the expedition will start from 20 July to 21st August. That's the actual date for our upcoming expeditions.
Okay. Thank you for joining me on the show today, Carrot and Shen. I've been speaking to Carrot Ho, who is the president of Raleigh KL, and Lu Shen Kwang, who is the expedition officer of Raleigh KL. We were discussing promoting youth development through environmental expeditions. Visit their website at www.raleighinternational.org.my. That is R-A-L-E-I-G-H, Raleigh. So if you've missed any part of this interview or any Live and Learn segment, you can download the podcast on the BFM app, available on Google Play, the App Store, and also on Spotify. You're listening to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.